Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on John Scandami, date of birth 12/10/1970, date of procedure December 27, 2023. Position, Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Trishana Suk, DO. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma melanoma, comma GERD, comma bright red blood for rectum. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions, such as among the urethral expanse of the patient, period, the patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, seduced for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, and man's direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, a rush effect is obtained at the cardio, period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, a digital rectal exam is run, period, a well lubricated this video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic cluster, transverse colon, spinal cluster, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Sport of... paired with good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication. Next line, findings. Next line, at upper endoscopy, there was evidence of yellow deposition. There was evidence of a yellow-hued deposition in the mid-esophagus. This area was biopsied for histology. Next line, the Z-line was regular 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained through a lead H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of a gastric body polyp approximately 5 millimeters in size, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in its entirety. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was approximately 5 millimeter fecal polyp removed cold snare polypectomy period. This was sessile. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was 5 sigmoid colon sessile polyps, all diminutive in size, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal sessile diminutive polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. No evidence of any active bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, recommend increasing fiber and increasing water in the diet as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.